Most everyone in the cattle business doing better. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Finally, the shorter supplies and higher prices are pushing almost everyone in the cattle business into the black. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
The latest USDA report on cattle feedlot numbers that came out a few days ago, the big surprise in it, placements into feedlots during March, a lot less than expected.
Industry analysts had been expecting about 7% more cattle to be placed on feed during March, which was above the 3% that actually occurred. So that was going to provide a very bullish tint to the late summer futures, primarily because it implies that fewer cattle will be coming out of feedlots in late summer than analysts would have expected, given their expectations of what were being put in during the spring.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham, and as of the start of April anyway, feedlot inventories were already 4% smaller than this time a year ago. Prices for steers this year expected to average in the mid-$90 a hundredweight range.
Well above the prices of $82 to $83 that we saw during 2009.
In fact, there were times over the last few weeks, you know, that the prices hit $99, $100 in some places. And so, at the moment,
it would appear that sort of everybody is doing better than they were. You have packer margins, which are positive. You have cattle feeder margins, which have begun to turn positive, and margins for cow-calf operators, which have turned positive as well.
So do producers gamble on increasing their herds for later on or take these great prices now? Time and the markets will tell the story. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And that is good news for cattle producers in Tennessee and across the United States. Have a safe day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.